Some things are just better together. Movies and popcorn, gaming and friends, Breezeline internet and mobile. Bundle and save with fiber-powered internet for just $19.99 per month, and you'll get a free mobile line for a year. It's a match made in savings. Visit Breezeline.com today.
Save big on everything for your next project at Menards. Rust-Oleum Stops Rust 5-in-1 Spray Paint lets you choose from five unique spray patterns with a twist of the dial. Use it on a wide range of wood or metal projects for long-lasting results. Choose from over 50 color options available now at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
More and more of you are apparently investing in gold, and gold investment in Ireland seems to have surged in recent months due to economic uncertainty, inflation fears and a growing desire for a level of financial security. David Higgins, who's the head of trading at Merrion Gold, is with me in studio today. David, good afternoon.
Thanks for having me.
So what, people are coming in with bags of cash and looking to buy bars of gold?
Not all cash, most of it's bank transfer, thankfully.
So, right.
People transfer us money. So especially in the last few years, last few months really, with tariffs and Trump and everything that's going on, with so much uncertainty, gold is a bit of a safe haven asset. So it tends to do well when, you know, when things are in crisis or when things go badly. So in the last kind of 5-6 years, we've had COVID, obviously. When COVID happened and lockdowns came in, there's lots of uncertainty, people put their money into gold. And it's shot up since then, really. When Credit Suisse went under, lots of people were worried about how safe the banks were. So they took money out of the bank and put it into gold.
So instead of maybe investing in the kind of long-term policies or, you know, pension plans or stuff like that, people are opting for this bar of gold that I have on my hand here.
Exactly, yeah. So that bar of gold you have there is about 97,000-98,000 euro. It's nearly 100 grand.
Are you serious? Sorry, 98 grand for this?
So it's about the size of an iPhone, for those listening at home. So it's very, very small.
It's smaller. Much smaller, David. Yeah,
it weighs about a kilo. So for things like, you know, people are investing for the long term, especially if lots of people.
It is some weight.
Yeah. So yeah, it's actually a lot denser than you think. So yeah. When people see the gold bars in the films, they often use very, very big gold bars to impress viewers or whatever. But people are quite often disappointed when they come in because the gold is actually, it looks so small. But as you say, it is very, very heavy.
It's so gold, it nearly looks fake.
So that's
a shiny gold.
Well, that one is real. So that's pure gold. So that's 24 karat gold. But it's very, very soft. So if you have jewelry like the ring you have on there, often
is not 97,000, I can tell you. But
they mix in other metals like copper, because gold is actually very, very soft. So if you wore 24 karat jewelry, it would kind of scratch and it would wear away very, very quickly. So that's very, very pure gold. And that's got the kind of shiny. That's why it's so shiny and reflective.
Right. So this is what people are investing instead. Is there, like, who's investing? Are they?
We have everyone. So the smallest gold bar we do is 1 gram, and that's about 120 euro. And then all the way up to that one, which is obviously kind of 96,000-97,000. And then there is an even bigger bar, which is 12 and a half kilos. It's about 1.1 million euro. Unfortunately, we don't sell too many of those. I wish I sold more of those. Yeah, but yeah. The kilo is quite a common one. So, and then the 1 ounce bar, which is just over 3,000 euro. So they're the most common ones we sell. But like, you know, our starter investor is about 120 euro. Or we sell silver as well. So
if you went in to buy for 120 euro,
yeah,
the small bar of gold,
yeah,
right? So what do you do with that? You take it home with you? Do you?
So what's kind of unique about us is we have a safe deposit box location. So we have a vault like you see in films. So we have one of those in Dublin. We have 10 in the UK. We have one in Barcelona as well. So like over 80-90% of people, when they buy from us, they just put the gold straight in the safe with us. So quite often these places are underground. It's like a safe deposit box locker. So
it's literally James Bond stuff.
So they store it underground with us, but lots of people do take it home as well. We have a safe at home. Some people bury it in the garden too. But obviously, we've had a few people who've buried it, and then if their neighbours are doing, you know, if they're you know, building an extension or whatever, the ground can move, so it can be tough if they bury the
gold. If they lose it,
exactly. Yeah. So most people store it with us in a safe deposit box with us, but then we can store it for them as well in London, Zurich and the Cayman Islands or any kind of financial centres as well.
So why are people doing this? Because the price of it tends not to fluctuate as much.
No, it does fluctuate, but I suppose it does have its dips and everything, but over the long term it does tend to hold its value very, very well. I mean, since, you know, probably everyone has noticed the price of everything since COVID and especially this year as well, the price of everything has kind of gone up and up and up. And if you're leaving money in the bank, obviously you're losing purchasing power. So if you put it into gold, gold is not going to make you... If you don't have a million to start with, it won't make you a millionaire overnight. Mm. Like maybe crypto might, or sometimes crypto might. But I mean, with gold, if you put in, say, 100,000 euro now, whatever your purchasing power is today, if you take it out again in 5 years' time, you'll roughly be able to buy the same, you know, the same value, same property or an asset that you would do today.
So it's not that you're going to make a huge amount of money on it. Is it any different than to money just sitting in the bank?
I suppose if you had like dollars, say if you had like $100,000 at the start of the year and you left that in the bank, if you put that into gold on the 1st of January and you had it today that'd be worth $125,000. Where if you had $100,000 in just cash, the purchasing power probably eroded slightly, so it would probably be even worth like less than $100,000. So it's not necessarily that you're going to make a load of money, well, hopefully you will, but I mean, in reality, you're just kind of safeguarding and protecting what you have already. A lot of our customers are customers that might have sold a business in recent years, so the larger customers, and they got a big windfall with money in the bank, and they don't want to have cash sitting there, but they don't want to put into a riskier asset, say like shares, so they put it into gold instead.
Put it into gold. And then, you know, are there any rules around how often you can cash it in or take it out or withdraw it?
No, you can buy or sell as often as you like, really. We'd have lots of people, either they'd kind of buy in a big lump sum or they'd probably feed it in. Obviously, gold has peaks and troughs throughout the year. Generally, it kind of over the long term, it does tend to go up, but they might put in X amount of money every 3 months or 6 months to kind of average out the price.
Is there a typical age profile?
Generally, you know, when I've been working in gold around 5 years. When I started kind of before COVID, it tended to be kind of 45 plus and generally male. In recent years, gold has become much more of a mainstream asset. So previously, people who would have been interested in gold were kind of called gold bugs, and they were a bit more fringe, I suppose.
The gold bug.
Yeah, a bit more fringe. Yeah. But now in recent years, I suppose it's on the news a lot more. You know, it's on the front page of the FT quite a lot now. And I suppose it's in the news more regularly. So we're getting younger customers and we're getting... A lot more women as well. I suppose
right.
A lot of people, you can buy Revolut on your phone as well, but that's just like you're still kind of exposed there because, you know, if obviously if something happens to Revolut, you don't have your gold. Whereas if you come into us, we actually give you the physical gold bar and you can take it away with you or store it with you. So we're really different to that.
Okay. And so it's you've noticed that, I suppose, since the whole US issue around trade tariffs, just economic inflation in recent months, that there's a surge of Irish people buying gold now?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I suppose it's generally uncertainty. And then even people have said to us, if they're uncertain, where previously they might have bought property in Dublin or property in Cork or somewhere in Ireland, that was obviously viewed as kind of safe haven asset, but with the uncertainty about tariffs and pharma and stuff and the uncertainty about the job situation, people have kind of opted for gold maybe instead because they're not sure what's going to happen property-wise.
Right.
Yeah. Not trying to scare people here, obviously, but gold tends to be, for lots of people, if they buy gold, they put it in a safe deposit box with us, and for lots of people, they hope they never see it again because that means that everything else tends to have gone wrong. But I suppose it's a nice insurance policy to have.
Insurance policy. Yeah. Well, if you want to get the gold bug, you can find out more. That's David Higgins, Head of Trading at Merrion Gold. I can hang on to that, David, for you if you...
Yeah, no problem.
not notice a gold miss it. Thanks a million, David, for joining us here on Lunchtime Live.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday. On News Talk.
Some things are just better together. Chips and salsa, sports and friends, Breezeline internet and mobile service. Get lightning fast gig internet and a free month when you order online. You'll also enjoy a free mobile line for an entire year. No hidden fees, just nationwide mobile coverage and reliable fiber powered internet with a free modem and Wi-Fi. Everything you need at home or on the go for video chatting, gaming, working, and more. It's a deal you don't want to miss. Visit breezeline.com today.